Welcome to season 3 of Purpose Spotlight, where I interview basically two creatives, interviewers, people who are just out there being exactly who they call, who God has called them to be, being themselves for a purpose. And I'm super excited for the two beautiful women that we have on here today. But as I'm waiting for them to come in, if you or someone that you know is interested in being highlighted and just want to share what God is having you to do, what you're doing, what you're excited about, what you're working on, and just want the opportunity to connect and network, please go ahead and DM me at BU for a purpose. And so again, this is season 3. I'm super, super excited. Have a wonderful lineup for the next couple weeks. That is super, super, super dope. But of course, we still have a few spots left. Hey, C. And then of course, we are going to have season 4. So if you're interested or know someone who might be or should be spotlighted, please DM me and just let me know so we can get them on the roster. But if you've been on here a while, you know that I like to start on time. You're gonna be cognizant, especially when you're bringing people on and interviewing and stuff like that. They got stuff to do because they about their stuff. So I'm gonna bring up a very, very dear, special friend of mine. Her name is Kamala, and so we're gonna get a chance to talk to her, hear the amazing things that's been going on and what she's doing. And so, with that being said, one thing, technology, man, you just want to make sure everything just comes together the way that you want it to. But let me see. So she should be on here.
Hey, friend.
How are you?
Girl, I'm well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I truly do appreciate your yes and your willingness to come and share the amazing things that you're doing and are looking to do in the future. And so I know you got stuff to do. You already told me you grown, booked, and busy. So we're going to go ahead and get this started so you can get back to what you're doing. But please just go ahead and start off. Tell the people who don't know you just a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Okay, so my name is Kamala, like Nia said, not Kamala, not all this other stuff that I've been getting since the vice president got in office, Kamala, like Pamela Anderson, but with the K. Born and raised Georgia Peach. I love to dance. I love to eat. I love to cook as well. I'm a hairstylist. That's what I do for my profession. I also love God. I love the word. I also was a youth pastor for 10 years. So I studied the Bible at Atlanta Christian College, which is now Point University. I also studied a little bit at Liberty University, which is where I met Nia.
Yeah.
And then I got my master's in divinity from Columbia Theological Seminary. So have quite a bit of Bible under my belt, which I love. And I do a thing called Ask the Minister Monday on Mondays, which I just wrapped up. And so people just write in and ask different questions that they want to ask their pastors or ministers, but maybe never felt comfortable enough to or didn't have the access to do so. Just lingering questions that they've had that I just answer on live every Monday. So I do that. And yeah. That's pretty much me in a nutshell. I love friends. I love hanging out, being out, spades, that sort of thing. My birthday's next week. I love the water. I love the summer. So, yeah, that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
All right. So that was a lot. So happy early birthday.
Thank you, friend.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And I hope you get the chance to celebrate wonderfully as you should.
Yes.
So you've listed a lot. Obviously, you love the Lord. You've been in school. You got some diplomas on your wall. And so the big question is, how did you get to the point where you are now, to the point of, you know, being a hairstylist, stepping out, and having that business? And if you want to or are able to tie in ministry along with that, how did you get to that point to where you are now saying, this is what I want to do?
So I have always done hair, like a lot of people who have passions and skills and a trade. It normally is something that's just been in you for a very long time, and it's just something that has to be cultivated. So for me, you know, when I was a child, people would ask me to do their hair, like grown men at church, you know, because I would always do my hair, you know, and like my mother, that wasn't her ministry. So like, you know, I started doing my hair when I was really young, and I started doing my sister's hair. I have an older sister, so I started doing her hair. And yeah, people would just see my hair and then just be like, you know, who did your hair? And so I was the girl on campus who, like, after my colleagues would get their checks from the cafeteria or the library, they would come and pay me to do their hair. Like, I had my little flyer up on my dorm room door. And so, yeah, I was that girl on campus that did hair. So I've always loved doing hair. But what happened was I got called into ministry when I was in high school, and I didn't want to have the Jonah syndrome. Like, God has to swallow me up to get me to obey him. So I just said, okay, Lord, like, I know you're calling me to do this. And so I'll obey, I'll submit. Like, you won't have to yank my arm, essentially. And so I just went straight into ministry. I became a youth pastor while I was still in college, actually, like on staff. And I did that for 10 years. But, you know, again, just always have loved hair. I would do the students in my youth group, I would do their hair just pro bono, just, you know, I'm seeing their hair looking crazy, and I'll just stay after church on Sundays, and I would just spend Sundays with them all day doing hair and just hanging out with them and going, taking them out to eat, and, you know, stuff that youth pastors used to do back in the day. Like, just spend time with their youth group. So I would do that. And so, yeah, basically when I went to Korea, which was in 2018, so I stopped doing youth ministry when I was in seminary. And when I went to Korea, which was in 2018, so like immediately after seminary, I went to Korea. When I came back to the States in 2020, hair just like took off. Like, it was like effortless. Like, I mean, I've always kind of like posted my work just because I'm just kind of a very forthright and open person. Like, I just kind of post what I do, but in no way did I think I would, like, I didn't think it would happen so effortlessly, is what I'm saying. Like, people who had been knowing that I was doing hair for years just like started hitting me up, like, hey, can you do my hair? Are you still doing hair? Just, you know, just seemingly random, if you will. Like, this year, I don't think this video is ever going to get back to her, but I mean, if it does, I guess it's okay. But like, the producer, Will Packer, who like produces all of the Black films and stuff, like Girls Trip and Think Like a Man and stuff, I do his ex-wife's hair now. Like, I just, like, God just like catapulted this hair thing. Like, just, yeah, it just took, it literally like took off. And I think it's just a result of, when you, it's not cliche, like, the Bible is true. Like, when you put God first, when you seek first the kingdom, literally, like, he will add everything else to you. And when you, like, give him your yes, like, he'll just make everything else easy. And I think that's what happened for me. Like, I just gave him my yes up front. I had that, like, childlike faith. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. People say that a lot, you know, with ministry, youth ministry and stuff. Like, you don't have a handbook for this stuff. You're just doing. And I literally, like, the pastor who was over me was like, this is your youth group. Do what you want. Like, I literally had one of those pastors that, I mean, to the person who wants to act a donkey, that's probably, like, the ideal pastor. Because you're like, oh, I can do whatever I want to do. Run amok. But for me, coming from, like, a two-parent, very structured home, I was like, I need structure. Like, I need guidance, you know? So I'm just navigating my way. But yeah, that's essentially how I started doing hair. And I just built it up. I launched a hair app where my clients can book their hairstyles and their appointments through the app, and just started building it from there. Like, building, essentially, my parents like built out the salon for me in the house. And so, yeah, that's where we're at now.
Wow. And so hearing all that, and just the doors that have already been opened, the clientele that you already have, and the room that your gifts are making, from what you've been able to gather, or at least, okay, I'm here now, I know there are other things that I can do or other opportunities that may come through that. So my question, or what are some things that you are currently working on short term and then long term?
So short term truly is just like building out this salon. Our family went through a house fire last year. And so prior to the house fire, I had like a mini salon in the house. You know, we basically just like converted an old bedroom into like my workspace, which is pretty much, I feel like, how all entrepreneurs start. They just like convert a room into a workspace. And so, yeah, we just did that. And it was functional, you know, it worked, but it wasn't designated space. And so it's just amazing how truly God makes like beauty from ashes, because like I said, after the fire, my parents like intentionally built out the space for me. So now it's like an actual like salon suite, or like a nook, if you will. So like essentially the same amount of space that like a typical barber or stylist would have is what I have now in the house. It's like a designated space. And I have a salon chair, and I have the shampoo bowl where clients can recline. And, you know, just, I mean, you know, somebody asked me like, oh, do you plan on getting a brick and mortar? And I'm like, I have one. Like, I have a house, you know, like, it's like,
yeah.
I think the whole idea of like, you know, trying to make something look a certain way, like, I've never really been on trend with things like that. You know, that's never really been like my speed. Like, let me try to make this look like what everybody else's thing is looking like. As long as it works for me and it's functional for who I'm serving, that's enough. And so, like I said, having like celebrity clients and clientele that's pretty well off and established, like they don't care. They just want their hair done, you know, and they want great customer service, you know? And so when you can really just hone in on what's your thing and make it work, and be the best that you can at it, I think that's what's most important. And so long term, you know, I just want to have a long standing, I won't say career, because I don't think I necessarily, how can I say this? I'm grateful that God has given me a gift that'll never die. Like my gift is in my hands. So I don't think it'll ever go anywhere. But you know, when I'm 50, hopefully I'm just doing like my grandchildren's hair, you know, like hopefully I'm, you know, not on my feet, you know, still standing up trying to make a living like that. But I mean, long term, I just want to be successful. I want to make an impact on the hair industry. And I want Black customer service particularly to be like a staple. I don't want it to be an exception. I don't want, you know, Black customer service to just be something that has to be highlighted because it's so rare. I want it to be a norm. And just having a genuine care and concern for clientele. Like, they're not just a number. It's not just about the money.
Yeah.
Like, make sure they have the proper at-home care to take care of their hair, you know, because you can do all this work. It's just like Christianity. You can do all this work and pour out everything you have on Sunday morning. But if the saints aren't going back home Monday through Saturday and executing and working out what's been taught, that one dosage for 2 to 3 hours on Sunday isn't going to do anything. And the same thing is true with your hair. You can get your hair done and get it slayed, you know, to the highest degree. Yeah. But if you're not properly oiling, moisturizing, massaging your scalp, like if you're not doing the proper maintenance to your hair, that style isn't going to last. Your hair is not going to be healthy underneath. You know, it's not a good experience. You know, I've heard clients tell me about previous stylists that they've gone to where they've had to take the hair down the next day or the next week because it was too tight, or just things like that that can be avoided, you know? So just really studying your craft and getting better at it. And like I said, just being the best that I can be, learning and growing within this arena.
And so with that, you kind of answered it somewhat, but I want to tie it in with a question that came in from Frankie. And it says, how can you influence people to follow God's word? And I say that as far as tying that into with what you already mentioned. So doing something, you know, even in the, I guess you would say it's secular world doing here.
Yeah.
So how does that Christian influence, and this can be your message to the people, you know, how does that being in that particular field or just working outside of, you know, outside of the church, how do you still influence people for the kingdom in doing what you do?
Yeah. I think, you know, just being intentional about it is where you start. So like I pray for my clients, like before they come in. Sometimes I'll pray with them if I feel, you know, the need, if I feel the stress on them, I'll ask them if I could pray for them. And, you know, just like I said, praying before they get there. So like asking the Lord, like, what does this person need? Or how can I be a light to this person while they're in my chair? Things like that. And then character matters. So like if I say the price is what the price is, let that be the price, you know, like that's integrity, like that's honesty, that like these are, you know, like essentially people should see the fruit of the spirit. Like if you're saying that you're a Christian, as much as a person who is anti-Christ may not know the intricacies of Christianity, they know the basis. So it's like, I know you should be an honest person, you know, I know you shouldn't be manipulating me, I know you shouldn't be, you know, abusing the system or whatever. So just I just try to operate from a high level of integrity, reasonability. Like I know what the market price is for certain things. So, you know, not upcharging for no reason, just things like that. I just try to really let character come through as well. You know, if my clientele is running late, I'm a late person by nature. I'm not going to hold you to a standard that I don't even hold myself to, you know, like, but I am big on communication. So if you're going to be late, communicate, you know, things like that. So yeah, I just try to, yeah, I think both ends. So just prayer is one practical that I do implement regularly. And then secondly, just character, allowing your character to shine through.
Prayer and character. That's fire. Word. Well, you've been dope. You are
Thanks,
dope.
Friend.
Your hair is dope. I've seen the pictures. and so as we wrap up this first interview, can you just leave us your information if people want to get your hair done, if they want to see Ask Minister Mondays, how can they get to that? How can they see your pictures? You got a website, you got a limo service, what you got?
Stop. Okay, so I know you're able to pin stuff.
Yeah.
So let me put I mean, my name, I guess, for like Ask a Minister Monday, if people want to look that up.
Okay. And that's on Facebook on Monday, right?
Correct. Correct.
Right. Is there a specific
time? Right now, I can't tell you. I knew that was coming. I can't tell you guys a specific time because, like I said, we're just getting back into our house. So we've just like, it's just been very inconsistent in terms of like time and things like that. We're getting stable, but we have not slept in this house for a solid week yet. Like we haven't been here for a solid week. So once I kind of get some more stability, then I'll be able to like give an actual time, like, okay, I'm going to consistently do Ask a Minister Monday at this time. But just, you know, my name. Are you able to pin this, friend? And you guys can just see the previous ones. And it's public, so, you know, whether we're friends or not, you should still be able to access that. And then let me give you guys the app.
And what about the alternate? What about the apps?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Let me, I mean, I don't think because it's on my end, because I'm not the admin, I can't, like, make it a link. So I'll just give you guys the name.
It is on Android and Apple.
Oh yeah. It's no discrimination. Everybody needs the app. Everybody needs to book with Cam. So why would I just limit it to the Apple users? Nah, but seriously though, my app developer has an Android. So that's probably, it probably would have been in hindsight, to be honest. But no, she has an Android. So yeah. But yeah, it's accessible for Apple and Android for sure.
Word. Well, thank you so much for coming on here. We got all your information. I'll repost and make sure it's in, you know, the caption as well as, you know, I'm gonna go back and pin the information that you have here. So Say your middle name, because I don't know if I've ever actually heard you say it.
Really?
For the name on Facebook.
Yeah, it's Vion. It's actually French.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Camila Vion.
Yes.
On Mondays, Ask a Minister Mondays to go ahead and send her a message, ask her questions, and if you need to get your hair did in Atlanta, and if you pay her enough, she may travel if you're not in Atlanta.
Listen, I have had that come up too. I'm telling you, it's like,
okay. Yeah, so South by Cam is the app, and then of course her Instagram, which is on here now, and I'll repost all this, pin the captions that are there. So I'm going to let you go because I know you got stuff to do. So thank you so much for your gracing us with your presence and your face. And so I love you, and we will definitely see you soon.
Thanks, friend. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So that was Cam. She's a dear friend of mine and doing some amazing things down there in Atlanta. Obviously, as you heard, she got some degrees. She loves the Lord, and she does hair, beautiful work. And so now we're going to bring up our second guest. It's Joanne. And so let me go ahead and find. There we go. And she should be on in 2 seconds. She didn't know anything as well. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love those glasses. Those super dope.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so Joanne, that is how you pronounce her. I just like to be real particular about names.
It is Joanne.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here and again, just gracing us with your presence and being in on time. And so I don't want to belabor it anymore. I know you have a lot to share. So can you first of all just start off telling us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Sure. So my name is Joanne, as I mentioned earlier. I am first and foremost a woman of faith. God is my compass. So I lean on him in all decisions, or I seek guidance and wisdom. I am a wife, 15 years in, and a mother of two amazing, adorable humans, 9 and 10. I love being a mom, And I have a heart for service. I've always had, saw myself as a servant leader. God just built me that way to always help people and inspire. And that eventually built into Beyond Coaching. And I started coaching. Actually, I was getting all my certifications and just, you know, seeking God and asking him, okay, do I really want to do this? Only because I felt convicted that he wanted me to do it, only because I remember when I was, I'm in my mid-40s now. I don't look like it, but I am 40.
You look beautiful.
I just remember that I couldn't be selfish, right? I couldn't be selfish with where God has, what God has delivered me from and brought me through. And I just remember where I was when I was in my 20s, right? My teens and my 20s and my dark season, and how God helped me navigate those past hurt and pain and allowed me to become the woman that I am today and prepare me for ministry, for marriage, for being a mother. And I'm so grateful that I was able to have that opportunity to address those scars, right, of my past and really allow myself to heal before I entered into marriage and becoming a mother. So with all that, through the hurt and the pain and just trying to channel all that, I just felt God said that you need to now go help other women. You got your breakthrough. Now you need to go and help other women find their, you know, find their triumph and their purpose and give them a sense of hope. And you share with them how you went about doing that. So I am a big advocate on addressing the hurt and pain and really doing the inner work. I mean, deep dive. So I, lo and behold, it's so interesting because I went through all the certification. I went through the motions of, okay, I'm going to go and do this life coach certification. This was back in 2017. Not knowing that God was preparing me for the, who knew that the pandemic was coming. And let me tell you, when God tells you to prepare, prepare, like don't delay. And I'm so glad that I was able to have my website, my link, everything ready to go, because as I was helping women behind the scenes offline, I've always helped and inspire women through different ministries, singles ministry, women's ministry, you name it, and just even women on the job, because by nature, I am an HR practitioner for the last 15 years. So I have a love for just serving people and helping people. So through that, the pandemic came and a flood of women clientele just was booking me. I would get off my 9 to 5 and literally coach a woman till 11:30 at night. It was so 2020 and 2021 was so busy for me. I actually partnered with Tony Gaskins and got on his, my mentor project. So if you actually go on his website, my mentor, I am actually one of his life coaches on there. And I partner with other brands just to get my brand out there and to make a more of a better impact. And I was just so busy. I was, it was just amazing the amount of women that were hurting. And not to mention, one, it's a pandemic. There are women that are alone. You're, you know, the single women that were living home alone. There were many relationships, marriage, you know, people just broken and trying to navigate and channel all this hurt and pain on their own. And I really believe that God used me at the right time. So I've been doing it faithfully for the last 3 years consistently. But not to mention the many years before I actually, you know, got my LLC and really went hardcore with it. Not to mention all the other, you know, the work behind the scenes that I've done. But through that, I just really enjoy and help women address the scars of their soul and allowing them to understand that you don't have to be in a prison in yourself. Like you need to, you know, some people don't like to address their hurt and pain. You know, they like to keep the mask on. And I know what it's like to have your mask on, but you're dying inside and you're hurting, right? Like you're smiling, but you're really not happy. Clientels, they have, you know, they're great professionals, have their degrees. They, when you look at them, you think they have it all, but deep down inside, they're crying themselves to sleep at night, right? You know, so they're looking for someone that they could connect with and really understand the different hurt and pain, whether it's relationships, whether it's a disconnect from their father, you know, father issues, or a disconnect from their mother. A lot of people have, you know, a lot of dysfunctional homes. I'm just here to serve and just help them get to the core of who they are and finding their purpose through it all. I'm an advocate for personal development. Nutshell. Because I think the better you are, right? The more you will shine in all aspects of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that one of the things that Kamla said, and you just like really echoed it, is, you know, just giving God, you know, that yes, because, you know, you said 2017, you like felt the Lord pushing you, was some hesitation, you're like, oh, all right, let's do it.
I had the general like, no, why? But God was like, how selfish are you that I delivered you through a lot?
Yeah.
And you're not going to go and help other women navigate their pain? So I'm really doing it just because I want to be obedient.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's real, because I think so often we choose not to be obedient because we don't really know what God's trying to do. Or we don't think, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But like you said, 3 years later, a whole pandemic, you know, and it's like,
what if you would have been disobedient? What if you would have said, eh, no, or what if you hadn't prepared as soon as you did? What if you would have waited until 2019 to find like, oh, I guess I'll do it. You know what I mean? Your 2021 would have looked very different, I'm sure.
A preparation, I birth workshops and courses.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic. It's like God was just pressing upon my heart to get all this stuff out. And through that, I do live workshops, live courses, one-on-one and group coaching sessions. And I love it. If I could, the goal is to make it my 9-to-5. I really feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
Giving back to others, but you're really making an impact that's going to help them be better moms, better wives, even if they're just single, just being a better version of themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, hopefully that's everybody's prayer, be better than I was, yesterday, or at least a year from now, especially the older we get. And it's like, you run into some people and you're like, yo, you were like the exact same person. And I knew you like 10 years ago. And it's just like, that's not good.
daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so with everything that you just talked about, workshops, classes, groups, single sessions, for the married folk, the single, all of that. What are some of the things that you're currently working on short and long term that you're able to share at this point?
So truthfully, I'm birthing more workshops. Actually, I am working on providing a free workshop that's coming in August. And just open the door because I just want to be able to reach more women. Sometimes it don't have to be always about to charge and a fee. It's about just giving back. So I'm just going to do some free workshops. Next weekend is my birthday. So I'm just in the spirit of giving.
Yeah.
But long term, I'm really birthing a book. I have quite a few books in me. I already wrote the first three chapters of the first book. And my goal is to birth these books and really just share my story and just help women find their breakthrough and just navigate through healing their past.
Yeah.
Because if you don't understand your past, you don't know who you are.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And so to... coming to a close, just with that and what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're writing, sharing your story, and helping women address their scars. As you're coaching these women, and obviously I'm sure there's a whole lot of issues, but at the same time, I'm sure a lot of it happens to be the same. Maybe it's told in a different way, but a lot of it is the same. What would be your top two things that you would say, and this can be your message to the women who are listening, what are the top two things that you say, look, to heal those scars, these two things need to happen? Of course, obviously, it's not as much, it's very simple and, practical, but what would you say, two things for women who are trying to heal those scars in their soul?
So two things. First and foremost, you have to allow God in the midst of it all. Like, you have to have some sort of, and it doesn't have to be about religion, because there's so many people now that are just spiritual. You don't have to be connected to a religion, but you have to be connected to a higher power.
Yeah.
Through meditation, prayer. I really feel that the only way you can really find your breakthrough is when you connect with the divine. And, for me, at least, being a woman of faith, I know that when I was out in the world and I wasn't connected to God, I know that my life is totally different when I returned to God, and how he blessed me 10 times fold and through grace and mercy that I didn't deserve, So I know that God is number one, that they try to find a way to connect. And if they don't know how to connect, find women of God who are strong in their faith, and help them pray with you. Find someone that is sincere with their relationship with God. Yeah. But one, the second thing is really being honest with who you are, and what's holding you back. What, you don't have to be a self-sabotage is real, right? Yeah. Yeah. And you could have all the success and the degrees and, you know, the house, the cars, and all the clothes and the Louis bags, but you're still not fulfilled. Are you living your purpose?
Yeah.
Are you living your purpose? And I would just say that aside from God being in the midst of it all and seeking him for all wisdom and guidance, yeah, to really be your authentic self and be honest with what you really want out of life.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I will say, you know, I am that resource. If you're looking to connect, you know, find, you know, get that spiritual coaching, if I can put it that way, please DM me, because I think it's a beautiful journey. And I know my own personal journey has made a big difference, you know, and ultimately, like you say, you know, getting that connection and getting that alignment, because when your body, spirit, your mind, and your heart are all aligned, yeah, you can accomplish anything.
I'm telling you, know,
you can accomplish anything. And like Kamala was saying, in the interview before this, it's just, you know, when it's God, things tend to flow a little bit easier. When, yeah, it's God, things seem to, not necessarily that you don't have any obstacles, but you get through them, and it's still very clear, like you have this peace, like all this stuff is happening over here, but it's this peace, and you know, I'm where I'm supposed to be, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, and so y'all can do whatever y'all want. Mm-hmm. I know where God is leading me, and exactly, he's going to take care of me, you know, and I don't have to worry about a thing. I may have to put on some boxing gloves, you know, yeah, I still am going to have to show up and, you know, and do my part in it, but I know and I'm confident in who I am, whose I am, and where I am. So, yeah. So thank you so much for sharing all that. And so between your workshops, your group coaching, your single sessions, all of that, how can people get connected with you to experience that or just network in however way they desire?
Sure. So my website is jinspires.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They can book a complimentary session with me, 30 minutes.
Okay.
And, you know, navigate, and I would just hear and listen to, you know, what you want out of it, and just help you just find your inner purpose, find your, allow you to heal and allow you to whatever personal development that you know that you're lacking.
Yeah.
To get it out of you and really allowing you to find your hope, your peace, because, yeah, true success is inner peace. Because when you have peace within, I believe you could just move mountains. You could do so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you know, I'll put your, what do you call that thing? Your Instagram. Funny. You'll put your Instagram on here.
Oh, thanks, Olivia. My girl is on here.
Yeah, thank you so much for posting that, Olivia. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm actually, Beyond Coaching LLC is the only platform that the handle is Beyond Coaching LLC. Everywhere else, Jay Inspires.
Okay. Does that include like Facebook as well?
Facebook.
Okay.
Twitter. My goal this year is to really step up my game with my social media. Mm-hmm. So Twitter, Twitter and TikTok, I literally just started.
Okay.
So I need to really get on my A game and go live on a few of them just to get out there. But yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Instagram is mostly my hub.
Okay. Cool. Well, Joanne, thank you so much for sharing this time and space with me. You have been amazing, a joy to listen to, and a joy to hear and really see your heart for women and what God has called you to do. So all this information, see, when I be writing, people just think I be doodle, but that's not what, I got notes. And so I'll put all the information on there for you, your website, and your other, you know, handles and things like that. And so please go ahead and connect with her. And thank you again so much. And we will definitely be in touch soon.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come to your platform. Who knows? I may just invite you on my platform because I'm actually going to start a series.
Awesome.
Have a good night.
You do the same.
Bye.
Thank you. thank you for listening today, and I hope you can join me again for the next time on Be You for Purpose, the podcast.